Praise the Lord, dear people of God. Good morning to you. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high." Wow, what a powerful statement the writer of Hebrews makes concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to focus your attention, especially that after he had, provided purification or purged for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. It was Jesus who completed the work of sanctification and purification for us. The church of Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ. We are the bride of Christ, and he has, done the complete work of sanctification and purification. And I'm so excited because, I was listening to this beautiful hymn written by Charles Wesley, and one of the founders of, Methodist churches all over the world. He says, "Rejoice, the Lord is King, your Lord and King adore. Rejoice, give thanks, and sing, and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say rejoice." And, he was very much influenced by this beautiful teachings of Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And he wanted his members and his church people to be always joyful in the presence of God, irrespective of their circumstances and or their situations. And so he, focused his attention on Philippians 4:4, where he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Now, it is important to remember that this instruction was written while Paul was a prisoner of Emperor Nero in Rome. And the teaching of the entire Philippian letter is that it is possible to be a victor in life, regardless of the circumstances, when our faith is in an ascended, reigning Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are 12 references to rejoicing in this one short book of the book of Philippians. So I would encourage you today, as a child of God, that focus your attention on Jesus, not on your circumstances, not on your situations, not on your prison-like environment, but focus on Jesus and rejoice in the Lord always. Is always easy to quote, but difficult to practice. Even for me, at times I get down and out and say, "Lord, what's happening with my life? What's happening? Lord, come through," and sometimes I fail to rejoice. But at the same time, the Lord encourages me, and the Spirit of God that lives within me encourages me with the scripture saying, "Rejoice, Sam." Rejoicing is a choice. It's not an option. Amen. It is a command given to us by the Lord God Almighty through his scriptures. Yet we must remember, that this attitude of joy is not an option for the Christian, but a scriptural command, the result of an intimate relationship with our reigning Lord Jesus. So it's important to focus our attention on that and keep rejoicing, thanking the Lord that you are the Son of God, you are the daughter of God, and you are going to be fruitful in the kingdom of God. Irrespective of your situation, the Lord will never leave you, neither forsake you, because he loves you and he cares about you. Amen. Let's pray. Abba Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. And we thank you, Lord, for adding yet another day in our lives, because many couldn't see it. But Lord, you have been gracious and merciful unto us, and we are grateful to you for that. Abba Father, we lay down our crowns before the throne of Jesus, and we cry out and say, "Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all glory, all honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you." Abba Father God, we pray that, Lord, today our hearts will be filled with joy, because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that, Lord, our hearts will be filled with joy, that irrespective of our situations and inadequate circumstances and situations, we will choose to rejoice in Jesus, because our sins have been washed away. We are purged and we are sanctified, and our Jesus is seated on right hand of God the Father. Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you. He is seated in the right hand of the Majesty on high, and we give you the praise for that. We thank you, Lord. I pray today as your people step out to their jobs, to their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I pray you will bless them. You will be with them and uphold them with your right righteous hand. I pray for our children who are writing their board exams, their final exams. I pray that they will write with the spirit of excellence and shine bright for the glory of Christ. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, for, Lord, your people who are grappling in their health today. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies, that they'll be healed, made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will bless them, O Father, because they are your heritage. These are your people, bought by your blood, filled by you with your Holy Spirit. I pray that you will perfect everything that concerneth their lives, and you will honor them. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.